This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm Scott Hannon. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz joins us Monday on the program. Also, Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council talk a little bit about something everybody in coal country is concerned about, Coal Creek Station and the future operation of that now that Great River Energy has said we're out of here. So we'll look forward to that. Wednesday, got a trooper talk for you. We'll be live at the University of Mary on Thursday. That's going to be great fun as well. This hour, it's Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Before we get underway, and we have a lot going there, I mentioned earlier that Senator Cramer had asked to have some feedback related to the unemployment insurance COVID bonus that expired, is out, gone, but is being debated as to whether or not to continue it in some form in the next round of coronavirus relief, which will be debated again next week. We'll talk about that, the president's tweet yesterday on voting, and much more. Speaking of which, I earlier played a clip from one of the president's top senior advisors related to a concern they have about mail-in voting. And we passed that question along to the Secretary of State's office in North Dakota, Al Jager, and Minnesota, Keith Ellison, and we heard first back from Al Jager, which we appreciate very much. Al, thanks for answering this question for us. We appreciate it.
Good morning.
So let me play the question, rather the comment from Stephen Miller, and check out the, I guess fact check this a little bit and see if this is your concern as well. Go ahead and roll that, Kevin.
The president yesterday brought the whole nation's attention to the catastrophic problem of universal mail-in ballots. Here's a shocking thing. Here's a shock for your audience to consider. Nobody who mails in a ballot has their identity confirmed. Nobody checks to see if they're even a U.S. citizen. Think about that. Any foreign national, talk about foreign election interference, can mail in a ballot and nobody even verifies if they're a citizen of the United States of America. Now, this would be happening on a scale of potentially millions of people.
All right, let's leave it there. Is that accurate, Al?
Not in North Dakota, it wouldn't be. For instance, regardless of which method of voting that one might pursue, whether it would be, at a polling location or if they're voting by mail, as part of that process, they do have to provide identification. And so if that identification in North Dakota, of course, that primarily means that you have to have a state-issued identification, a driver's license or a non-driver's license identification card, or there's some other methods of verifying that, but you have to provide some type of identification. And then if you do provide that, and it should happen that in the central voter file, it's marked as identified as somebody that might not be a U.S. citizen, and obviously they couldn't vote. And so there are protections in place.
So there's a cross-reference when that ID number is given to verify that that person is who they said they are.
That's correct.
Okay.
And
do you know if they're not a citizen from that process? In other words, can a non-citizen get an ID / license in North Dakota to use for voting?
Right now, the legislature a couple sessions ago did, for instance, there are foreigners that have driver's license, but those driver's licenses now have to identify, have a special identity to them, indicating that they're a non-citizen. So that would be also then flagged in the system. And so to even obtain the identification, they have to, be able to, if they're not a citizen, that would show up.
That would flag. Okay. And he went on to say the HEROES Act, the legislation related to the coronavirus, that there was a provision put in there barring voter identification on mail-in voting. So do you not have to live by that in North Dakota?
Has the HEROES Act been passed?
Now, let's ask Senator Cramer that question. I don't know. Is Heroes Ask?
Yeah, as my understanding, I think that is considered a House bill, but that's off the top of my head, so I'm not aware that there's anything that's passed regarding that.
In other words, they might have put that in legislation, but the legislation hasn't passed. Al, appreciate the quick answer. Thanks so much for the time today.
You're welcome.
Al Jaeger, Secretary of State of North Dakota. Same question in for Keith Ellison. We'll do the same for others till we get an answer to that. Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall is underway for Friday. Welcome back, sir. Daniel, I'm not hearing Senator Cramer. Sounds rather quiet.
I'm not either.
No.
Nothing over here.
I think we had Senator Cramer hooked up. He told me that, but I just don't know.
I know some people want less government, but...
We're just not hearing him. Senator Cramer, can you hear us? Did I hear Senator Cramer? I have like five people talking in my ear, so it's hard to determine. Senator Cramer, are you there? Why don't you do what you got to do there to reconnect? Sounds good. I thought I heard him for a nanosecond, but not quite. Maybe while we're waiting, you want some good entertainment here?
Please.
Jim Jordan questioning Dr. Fauci today on Capitol Hill. Listen to this.
The chair now recognizes for 5 minutes Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
Do protests increase the spread of the virus? I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Should we limit the protesting?
I'm not sure what you mean. How do we say limit the protesting?
Should the government limit the protesting?
I don't think that's relevant to...
Well, you just said if it increases the spread of the virus, I'm just asking, should we limit it?
Well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way.
Well, you make all kinds of recommendations. You make comments on dating, on baseball, on everything you can imagine. I'm just asking, you just said that protests increase the spread. I'm just asking, should we try to limit the protests?
No, I think I would leave that to people who have more of a position to do that. I can tell you.
Government stopping people from going to church, Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
Last week in the Calvary Chapel case, five liberals on the Supreme Court said it was okay for Nevada to limit church services. Justice Gorsuch said it best. He said there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. I'm just asking, is there a world where the Constitution says you can favor one First Amendment liberty protesting over another practicing your faith?
I'm not favoring anybody over anybody. I'm just making a statement that's a broad statement that avoid crowds of any type, no matter where you are.
Well, what he wants him to say is it is insane to not, stop a protest for the COVID crisis because you stop people going to church.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is insane, and he can't say it.
Let's point out the hypocrisy and the double standards, please.
He's a swamp,
thank you.
Swamp dweller of the nth degree. Jim Jordan really did a good job there.
Spot on.
And he's not done. That was only 2 minutes of 5 minutes. So.
That guy's a bulldog.
Pretty interesting. Senator Kevin Cramer is on a different line now. We can hear him now. Hello, Senator. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I don't know what happened there on the other line, the KCNN line. But anyway, so one thing, having listened to that now, and I've seen lots of people, Jim Jordan... certainly probably the best among us at doing it, but also Rand Paul, taking Dr. Fauci on in these big ways. My problem with what they're doing is they're talking to the wrong guy. You know, avoid crowds. He's never said, unless, of course, it's a riot or, some liberal protest, then the crowd's okay. He's not the one making those policy decisions. Those are policy decisions where the guidelines that he presents are selectively enforced by liberal mayors, basically, and liberal governors. So, I mean, while I get it, and he's the guy standing in front of them, sitting in front of them, he's the one that takes the brunt of this, he's the one that demonstrates the hypocrisy probably as well as anybody, and he's given way, the country leans way too much on him for drawing their own conclusions.
White coat factor, well, you know.
So that's a fact right there, Scotty. Here's my biggest problem with what I'm seeing right now with a lot of this stuff is unless you agree 100% with the dogma of Trump-hating, left-wing, scare you to death, exaggerators and zealots, then you are to be cut off because your opinion can't matter anymore because Marxists are now in control of the streets and they're in control of, you know, a good half of the states in this country right now. It's really awful.
I take your point. I mean, the mayor should do something about it. I think the thing with Fauci is he's not shy about his advice, right? And giving his opinion on suggestions on something like dating or going to a baseball game or whatever. But boy, oh boy, can you get the guy to say you shouldn't have a protest? No, just crowds. And as you say, he can't do anything about it anyway, but his recommendation certainly would make it more likely that you would have the ability to say, Mayor so-and-so, sorry, you need to shut down the protest. If you're shutting down church and you're shutting down, you know, all these other things as well, just that's what
I don't rely on him for my decisions. I'm surprised that the mayor isn't having a challenge.
Good point. Good point. All right, more with Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall, unemployment insurance, voting, and more. Don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Past the hour, what's on your mind? If you're near a television, you might want to turn on the briefing at the White House, because Todd's grumbling, doesn't want me to tell anybody.
That's not what I'm saying. It's like, what's going to happen next? You know,
keep the sound down. keep the sound down, but you can. It's kind of fun to watch the heads of the White House reporters explode as they obsess over this question of the president's tweet yesterday. Kevin knows full well he got an encounter with CNN yesterday, and they were tweeting out what you were saying, and you were giving them fits by not, you know, just throwing themselves, yourself, at their feet to say, oh, the president was crazy with that. Crazy, crazy, crazy. What do you make of the president's tweet?
Well, I thought it was one of the more artful tweets I've seen in a long time. I mean, he does a lot of fun tweets, and he outs these guys a lot, and he baits them. And for 4 years, they've taken the bait, and they still aren't bright enough to avoid it. It's too irresistible for them. So the guy that caught me, the first person that caught me yesterday was Manu Raju from CNN, and he said he pulled out the tweet and paper for him because they know a lot of times I don't see things that are on the Twitter necessarily, and me almost never. But I said, no, Manu, I've actually seen this one, and he started to laugh. And I said, that's exactly what I did when I saw it, because it exposes, first of all, the hypocrisy. And I said, by the way, Manu, just so you know, that first part of describing the fraud and abuse that is right in mail-in, you know, mandatory mail-in voting, universal voting, it has to be told by somebody, and you guys aren't going to tell it. So he is forced to use his Twitter account to get that message out. And then secondly, he poses this question with, I said, remember, not one, not two, but three question marks. In other words, he's not making a proclamation. He's putting out a question, and because everybody's heads are exploding right now, he's going to get exactly what he wants. So what's your question? And he said, and I said, congratulations on taking the bait. What's your question? And he said, don't you think it's irresponsible for the president to be questioning the validity of an upcoming election? I said, well, you've been questioning his election for 4 years, and you and all your colleagues. And he said, well, okay, fair enough, but is it appropriate for the president of the United States? I said, if he doesn't, no one's going to, because you're going to shut down anybody. So his Twitter account, once again, has to be utilized to get real news out there, because you're not going to cover the real news. And then, but he said, but is it irresponsible for him to do such a thing? I said, no, it's not at all. I said, he's exposed you now. He's outed you. He posed the question. He's laughing. There's a wonderful quote, and it's always been hard to nail down the original source of this quote, but my friend John von Rudin used to always say, beware of the zealots, for they are generally humorless. And so they fell for it, and they make the point so beautifully. And here's what I think, Scott. Here's what my observation of the national media at this point, because I have these conversations with them every single day, probably with, you know, half a dozen of them a day.
It's sport for you. It isn't work. It's sport.
It's sport.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's like going to the racquetball court. Yeah, it's fabulous.
Except that no one's playing against me. And so they, I think they kind of even know it. See, that's their dilemma is, as individual journalists, they kind of know it, and yet they still have to do it. They still have to take the bait and run with it, and he exposes them, and we all get to chuckle at it, and they all get to be miserable.
Well,
just amused.
Some of those tweets in that commentary got you in a little trouble with Seth Meyers. I'm sure you're real concerned about that, one of the late-night hosts, who, by the way, also didn't get the joke. He says, Trump suggests delaying the election. No, he didn't. He asked the question if we should delay the election until we get it right. Very different things, but here's what Seth said, and your chance to respond.
Texas Senator John Cornyn said, I think it's a joke, I guess. I don't know how else to interpret it. And North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer said, I think that if you guys take the bait, he'll be the happiest guy in town. I read it. I laughed. I thought, my gosh, this is going to consume a lot of people, except real people. And it was clever.
No, yes, 'twas clever. 'Twas clever indeed. A bit of whimsy to brighten the day of body. Little wisecrack. He's quick riddled.
Trump isn't clever, and he certainly doesn't joke. He floats things, and then he sees if he can get away with it, and only if everyone freaks out, he suddenly claims it's a joke. He's like a husband who tells his wife and her sister, we should have a threesome. That's funny, right?
Okay, all right, enough of that. So what do you think?
Congratulations, Donald Trump. You even stumped this guy, who I've never heard of, by the way, but he must be somebody on TV. So this guy makes the point perfectly, because I sense he's supposed to be funny himself or something, but see, you have to be smart to understand satire. And he didn't understand the satire. He didn't even know that he's playing right into the hands of Donald Trump and Republicans by making an ass of himself. And I love it. I mean, I really do enjoy watching these poor people dangle on the end of Donald Trump's hook.
All right, questions or comments, welcome. On this issue, any issue, obviously, Senator Kramer, as I mentioned earlier, didn't want to know from listeners whether or not you wanted the unemployment insurance bonus for coronavirus to continue. They'll debate that next week in Congress. We have a poll up about that saying Senator Kramer has asked us to ask you, should the $600 unemployment bonus be extended as part of the coronavirus relief package? And right now, 86% said no way, no how, 14% said yes. So just so you know, that's where that stands right now. Let's go to Larry in Grand Forks for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Larry.
Hello?
Hi. Hello? Hi, Larry. We hear you loud and clear, Larry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You're kind of muffled on this end. Hey, yeah, I just had a question. What's going on with this Durham report, and is anybody going to be held accountable?
Well, the Durham report, as you call it, it's an investigation by a United States attorney, and really it's a better question for him or perhaps for the Attorney General of the United States because, of course, they don't reveal secrets of an investigation or they wouldn't have a very good investigation. Every indication is that based on subpoenas and based on interviews of people they talked to, which, of course, becomes public, you know, he's certainly on the right path. He's digging deep. It appears to me that it appears to a lot of us that's fairly obvious that a lot of you know, a lot of misdeeds were done, perhaps even illegal, maybe even criminal activity was done on spying on Americans with bogus information, with fraudulent subpoenas themselves, and we'll see where it leads. But one thing about justice, it oftentimes takes longer than our attention span, and we'd rather have them get it right than get it done quickly. So I don't know, but we'll see when the investigation's done, and if there are any indictments handed down, we'll know for sure. But I don't talk to him, obviously. And if I did, he'd say I can't comment on an open investigation.
Larry, thank you very much for that. Let's go to Ryan in Aberdeen next for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, happy Friday, fellas. Senator, thank you for taking my call today. Just real quick, I think that federal unemployment benefits kind of run contrary to the spirit of what unemployment insurance is really supposed to be about. The idea is to make it expensive, more expensive, for employers to let go of employees without cause. And now you're making it easier, especially at $600 a week. You're making it easier for employers to let employees go. So
And harder to get them back.
Harder to get them back and easier to let them go, which completely flies in the face of my understanding of what unemployment insurance is.
Hang on, Ryan. We'll let Senator Kramer answer that when we come back.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers are quizzing health experts on Capitol Hill about the latest on the coronavirus pandemic, and one of those experts has some encouraging news. Dr. Anthony Fauci says work on vaccines is progressing well, and that one already looks very promising. In fact, Fauci tells the House panel,
"We hope that as the time we get into the late fall and early winter, we will have, in fact,
a vaccine that we can say would be safe and effective.
Democrats on that panel say the Trump administration has not been doing enough to help states that still need more testing to get it. A training exercise that went wrong off the coast of Southern California last night has left one Marine dead and eight others missing. Two others are hospitalized. Marine officials say there was a mishap involving an amphibious assault vehicle near San Clemente Island. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I love our listeners, and I want them to get a better night's sleep, not only with our friend Mike Lindell's pillows, but also the MyPillow mattress topper. This thing is unbelievable. I mean, you get this, and the second that goes on your bed, and you lay on that, you go, what? Why did I wait this long? Right now, the mattress topper is 30% off, plus you get 2 free standard pillows, MyPillows, of course, from MyPillow. All you need to do is use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. While you're there, you might as well check out the beach blankets and the beach towels. Use the promo code Scott. You'll get $40 beach towels for $24.99. You'll get $30 beach towels for, so the beach blankets, normally $40, you get it for $25. The beach towel is normally $30, you get it for $19.99. That's right. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Okay, back with Ryan in Aberdeen, who is asking some questions about the unemployment benefits and what the true intention of unemployment is. Anything else you had to ask the Senator, Ryan, before we let him answer?
Well, I just want to add that when I heard those economic numbers yesterday, 39% on the quarter annualized, I thought, duh, seems like we're doing everything we can to shut down in the name of safety. And then these media figures are surprised when the economy takes a tank.
Yeah. So on that point first, and I want to get to the other one, because you made a really good point about the purpose of unemployment insurance. But on that point you just made, I did Fox Business this morning on the Mornings with Maria show, and the one point I didn't make was the one you just made, because she talked about the contraction of the GDP in the second quarter of 32%. And of course it was big. It was obviously a record by long ways. But I think only a third of the economy, only a third of our productivity rolled back when the entire economy has been basically shut down. The only thing, the only real revenue anymore seems to be, what we print and send out to people. Now, there's certain parts that are kept open, but you're exactly right. Why are people surprised? Any more, by the way, Ryan, why are people surprised when a mayor or a governor says, we're going to reopen our economy, we're going to allow restaurants at 50%, and, people are going to, we want you to be careful, but we're going to start reopening things now. They do, and then, by the way, they quadruple the tests they take, and then they see a spike in the numbers, and they roll it all back because, oh my God, we, as though they didn't know that reopening the economy is better than having fewer people test positive with coronavirus. It's like, are you not doing the obvious common sense calculations here? Which, by the way, Scott, my biggest surprise in all of this is how few people question what is fed to them by a few government officials. I'm just shocked by it. I that's not to say the government officials are all wrong, but neither might be someone else. I want to get to his point, though, because Ryan makes a point that I've never heard talked about in the unemployment insurance system discussion, and that is one of the purposes for unemployment insurance, remembering that people pay a premium for it, right? Employers pay a premium. They never want one of their people to go get unemployment because that it's like any other insurance. It counts against you if you have too many people collecting unemployment insurance. That's the purpose of it. So it's supposed to cost the employer more. The employee, of course, ultimately should make less than when they're working so that they have an incentive to go back to work. Now, this is an extraordinary circumstance. Congress did an extraordinary thing to try to keep the economy as healthy as they could make it while they're also shutting it down so that people that are forced not to work by no fault of their own could still have a living. It's also why we passed the Paycheck Protection Program with the promise of it being forgiven if you kept people on your payroll. In other words, we wanted people made whole. Now, the $600 unemployment bonus allowed for 70% of the unemployed people in the country to make more money than they were making before. For 20%, they made more than double what they made before. Obviously a perverse incentive, obviously very generous, and thank God it runs out today.
And actually, it's already ended in North Dakota. And by the way,
really has, yeah,
I did ask specifically of the governor this question a couple of times because there was debates when this early on. We heard from employers who were saying you can't get employees back. I mean, they don't want to come back. I mean, when you're paying people more on unemployment than not, you have this perverse incentive, as you say. And so the governor at some point said, you know, we're just going to end it when it ends on 7/31. So the possibility of it being extended prompted me to ask again, does that mean it's done, or it could be extended and it's done? So North Dakota, it's over. It's not happening anymore. Now, this texter says, I could possibly swaddle a plan to drop it to 200. It would still taste bad, but it might help some families. That's the point. The question I have here, and I've heard from other people. Yeah. Somebody said, "Hey, I'm unemployed. I can't go back to work because we're shut down, and this is covering my benefits." Well, you say, "Gosh, that's he's using it for a good cause." But the point is, that should be a relief that comes from some other area than an unemployment bonus, right?
Well, it could. Perhaps it could. And the unemployment situation, the unemployment infrastructure it's not super efficient. And we know that North Dakota's got a very antiquated system, so it's harder for them. And by the way, they're not alone. Lots of states have antiquated sort of mainframe computer systems, and they can't do big things quickly and make adjustments quickly. That's why the flat amount was what we did during the early part of this crisis. We've had time now to do something a little different. And I will walk through some of the options we're looking at, but one of the things I want to point out that happened yesterday, and we've been debating this, we've been negotiating it, Democrats want nothing short of the $3.5 trillion liberal wish list that would federalize elections, universal mail-in elections, universal voter registration around the country, allow, even encourage ballot harvesting. And of course, the Green New Deal and a whole bunch of other weird stuff. They'll settle for nothing less than that. And here's the best evidence of it. They're crying foul because this one-time bonus, and by the way, remember Ronald Reagan said that the closest thing to eternal life on this earth is a government program? Here's the example right now.
Yep.
This, along with the production tax credit for wind, which expired in 1999, has never been allowed to, is ever since. So there are these things that live on forever because once a liberal gets it, they never let it go. Well, yesterday, Martha McSally, the senator from Arizona, got up on the floor of the Senate and offered a unanimous consent motion to extend at $600, Scott, a week, the bonus for one more week while we continue to negotiate. And that was a unanimous consent. That means if nobody objects, it passes immediately. Guess who got up and objected to extending it for another week while we negotiated?
Chuckie Schumer.
None other than
Chuckie Schumer. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't scream, I'm a hypocrite, I'm a hypocrite, I'm a hypocrite. Nothing does.
They want the issue.
Nothing does.
They want the issue. They don't want it fixed.
They want the issue.
Yeah, they want to.
Well, they want the disease forever. They want the economy shut down forever. They want people. Remember, it was Chuck Schumer who coined that phrase that he's so proud of. We need unemployment on steroids.
I keep thinking this had to be some sort of mistake, because for one, I know $600 a week comes out to 40-hour week, $15 an hour, right? And there was some talk about trying to keep that four. Well, it ended up, wasn't it supposed to be an either-or deal? I mean, wasn't this, this was a mistake, I mean, not a mistake by some who can't get enough government programs, but it seemed to me the idea of an extra $600 made no sense whatsoever. Maybe a ceiling or a floor, but not an extra $600. Am I wrong?
Well, a little bit. It was clearly intentional on their on the Democrats' part, and it was also one of their main negotiating terms in order to get other things that we Republicans wanted. But we did at the last day before we passed the CARES Act, put an amendment on the floor to do exactly what you're talking about, to ensure that no one would make more than their wages previously. That amendment failed. I think it might have gotten 51 votes. I forget, but it failed to get the 60 votes necessary. Obviously, every Democrat voted against it.
And to your other point, according to Steve Miller, a clip we played earlier, the HEROES Act has a provision in it barring voter identification with any mail-in voting. Now, the HEROES Act is the proposed legislation, not passed legislation, right?
It's passed the House.
It passed the House, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not, not the law. It's what they're trying to...
No.
Yeah, it's what you're reconciling in the Senate now.
Right. But remember, Scotty, and Stephen Miller's right, and that's what they want. They want to federalize it because they don't want rubes like, you know, governors Doug Burgum and Kristi Noem to mess with their great idea of federalizing the election system. They'd hate for states to be in control of their own. That said, remember that places like California are already doing this. They're already allowing people with a driver's license, for example, to vote. Well, as you know, you don't have to be a citizen to have a driver's license, especially in California. You can get everything. You get way more being an illegal immigrant in California than you get as a citizen of North Dakota. So there are places that are already doing this in around the country. We just don't need the other half of the country to have to be forced to do exactly what Stephen Miller said that these guys want to do, and they clearly want to do it.
Let's go to Mike in Bismarck. Next up for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I guess I didn't have really a message for Senator Cramer. I was going to comment on the electric car owner that was discussed earlier. So, thank you.
Okay, no problem at all. I'd love to hear it, though. But Gary and James, down you next with Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, in regards to people making more in unemployment than on their regular job, I would say, so what? You know, if they're... employer is treating their employees like galley slaves. What's the employee supposed to do? Thank them for that treatment and come back to work? Because if you talk to an employee who's worked a long time for an employer that he really likes, he or she really likes, he'll tell you, the little secret is, I would have worked this job for nothing. So again, I'll just say, why? Okay, so they make more money on unemployment. So what?
Wow. Have you seen the national debt lately, Gary? You think let's do a freebie $600 bonus on unemployment and give people more than they normally would get on unemployment, more than they would get at that job if they were working, and add it to the $20 trillion in debt. That's so what to you?
Okay, let's talk about national debt. In 1992, the federal debt was $2.5 trillion.
I don't need a history lesson on the debt, honestly. I'm saying it is what it is now, and you're suggesting so what to add to it.
What's worse than that, though? I mean, yeah, there is the debt point. I think the more important moral point, well, there's a couple of them, but one of them is that $600 a week. Let me just remind people, we're talking about $600 a week in addition to the $500-plus a week that they already get from their employer-funded unemployment insurance fund. So now in North Dakota, that's over $1,100 a week you'd get paid to not work. And if you have a wonderful boss that's, and you love your job, and you get paid $500 a week or $400 a week, but you could get $1,100 an hour. I mean, there's a moral problem with that, because that $600, that's coming from your neighbor who is working. That's who's paying the $600 extra for you to not work. And think about an essential worker in a hospital that doesn't make $1,100 a week, but they have to work. They're saving human lives. They are on the front line of this disaster. How about a police officer who doesn't make $1,100 a week, who's saving us from in many cases ourselves, but certainly from the...
Hey, hold that thought. Good stuff.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right?
Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The Giant Seeds 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The red, white, and you sale continues. You can shop one of the largest pre-owned inventories in the area. New shipments and fresh trades arriving daily. You're sure to find the vehicle to fit your lifestyle. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukon, Silverados, Equinoxes, Malibus, and Cruises. Some of very low miles and payments as low as $199 a month and all with our lifetime warranty. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
And we go to the lightning round. Quick questions, quick answers with Senator Kevin Cramer in the final segment. Texter, we need to have the polls open. It's called Election Day for a reason. Can Congress play a role in that? Or is there any chance with a divided government there now that, I feel the same way. My biggest worry right now is that this election is going to be stolen through mail-in voting that we have no control over, none. And that if we can stand in line at the grocery store, we can stand in line at the gall darn poll place. I mean, can you assure me that's going to happen?
No, because remember, elections are state by state. That's what I mean. It will be that way in liberal states, and hopefully that won't happen in places like Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, who are swing states for a presidential election. But let's take the nightmare a step further, because yesterday, in what was supposed to be a eulogy, President Barack Obama, who is the Democratic Party's, godfather, said in his eulogy for John Lewis, we need to eliminate the filibuster if we get control of everything so we can make all this stuff mandatory. And that's now the official Democratic policy position, to get rid of the filibuster. And if they get rid of the filibuster, for people who think that, they want like to get rid of the filibuster, we're going to find out what that's all like if they get the White House, the Senate, and the House, because that means 50 senators can make D.C. and Puerto Rico states, and we'll never have a majority in the Senate again.
It was nice to see Barack Obama make history again by being the first person ever to utter filibuster at a eulogy. That was rather interesting. I wasn't sure if it was the Wellstone funeral or John Lewis's funeral, but it was nothing short of you really get an idea of the character of people when things like that happen. That's all I'll say.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. A texter says, I spent 30-plus years in the North Dakota National Guard as a part-time soldier and on retirement. I don't make anything close to $600 a week. And that was a bonus. That was a bonus.
And the $600 on top of the $500.
Yep. Unbelievable.
Thank you. And thank you for your service. That's what service looks like, what he just described.
Another texter says, what about waiters and waitresses? They make $4 an hour and rely on tips. If their business place is closed down, $4 an hour based on employment insurance, and unemployment insurance is nothing. And if the state is not going to participate in the federal unemployment, that will hurt a lot of people.
Well, which is why restaurants were so important to and the Paycheck Protection Program is so important to restaurant owners, because it allowed them to pay them their what they'd get, including tips and benefits. So they got their wages, what they normally get in tips, and the benefits they got from their wages without having to be laid off and keep their job, even if they weren't working. In most cases, they weren't, obviously. So that's why the Paycheck Protection Program is so important, and I applaud those that utilized it, which is why I want to make it easier for it to be forgiven, not add a bunch of bureaucracy, which is what the SBA wants to do.
A listener has sent a link here to a Reuters story that saying the Dutch government on Wednesday said it will not advise the public to wear masks to slow the spread of coronavirus, asserting that their effectiveness has not been proven. Does Senator Kramer agree?
I completely agree. Give me what you know, and I'll listen to other contrarian views of what they know. Some of them are experts on both sides, and let me make up my own mind. But this is what bothers me again, Scott. It's why, how can people just automatically take the advice of a government that they've never trusted before? And it's not just advice. I mean, these mandates are outlandish. And I'm frankly a little tired of being judged. While I wear my mask almost exclusively out of consideration for people who are a lot more scared, but I also sort of feel badly for them that they're so scared, because fear is what this is all about. I believe fear is a major part of the strategy for a lot of people in this COVID. That's not to say people don't believe certain things that they're saying, or that they don't even have some reason to say it, but others are exploiting it by scaring people. And by the way, I don't know how kids will ever grow up normal if this continues the way it's going. I mean, teachers suggesting that kids are going to make them sick and therefore they'd like to get out of their contracts. If some teacher told me they want to get out of a contract because they're afraid of the kids coming to school, I'd say, how quickly can we do that? And I'm sure there's one that wants to come to work.
Somebody else here wants to know what you're planning to support next week regarding the unemployment insurance and COVID relief.
Well, there are a number of options on the table that were being discussed, and the Republican one that's in the HEALS Act, our bill, is $200 per month through September, and then it would ratchet up to 70% of the wages prior to going on unemployment, and that's to give states time to build up a system that can handle it. Ron Johnson has a bill that's 200 additional to state benefits or an amount equal to 2/3 of their normal wages, and then that's capped at 500. And that's probably going to be the first bill that we work on next week. That was killed yesterday again by Democrats with unanimous consent. There is another one. Romney has a pretty interesting one. It's a little more generous. It allows states to choose between an immediate 80% wage replacement or a declining amount that starts at $500 per week in August, goes to $400 in September, $300 in October, and then it provides some money for states to update their unemployment systems so that they can handle the targeted wage replacement. So those will all be on the table, and we'll see, and we'll weigh them all, and we'll stay in touch with you guys. And
sounds good. Sorry we didn't get to all the callers here. We just ran out of time, as we usually do. Wanted to get some of these texts in. Last text says, President Trump should come out with support for the $600 payment. Then it would be shut down.
There you go. That was
so
good for sure.
All right. God bless.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.